But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious, and dear parishioners, every 10th Sunday after Pentecost, the church gives us a good dose of humility. This is a difficult virtue to practice, and yet it's the foundation of the spiritual life. So the emphasis on humility is not just in the gospel, but even in the introit, we find the word humbled them. God humbled those that were opposed to him. And then in the epistle, we see how the Holy Ghost distributes different graces and different gifts to everybody, so that no one person has it all. This is an exhortation to humility, so that we recognize our limitations. It helps keep us humble. If we had any one individual had all the talents and abilities, how great the temptation would be to pride. And we see in today's gospel that how offensive pride is to God. God was repelled by the Pharisee, who thought he was saying a sincere prayer. Dear God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of people. I'm not even like that guy in the back. He was very specific. His prayer was filled with pride. He was comparing himself to others. And that's the danger of comparing ourselves to others. There's a great saying, don't compare yourself to others, at least not insofar as holiness goes. First of all, we can't read minds and hearts. We can only go by external appearances, and they can at times be deceiving. We will always find somebody better and somebody worse. If we find people that are better, we'll be tempted to envy. If we find that people are worse than us, we'll be tempted to pride, just as the Pharisee was. I thank you, God. I'm not like them. The one that went justified home that day was the one who would not even lift his eyes and was in the back. Now, I'm not encouraging you to always go to the back. Just for the sake of, I know that some people feel more comfortable there. And of course, a reminder, back three pews on each side are for parents with little, small children. You do need to be there. And the very last pew on that side for the elderly and infirm that may need it. But here he's doing it, he's staying in the back out of humility and saying, have mercy on me, O God, a sinner. The Pharisee was comparing himself with other people. The publican was comparing himself to God. And that's why he had a far better realization of the state of matters, of the matter. I'm reminded of a story from St. Francis's life, and you read about this in really all the lives of the saints, the great humility they had. And St. Francis would say, I'm the greatest sinner. And people would say, Father Francis, how can you say that? You know how prayerful, how mortified, how penitential, how you gave everything away. You have nothing. You're living a life of radical poverty, and yet you say you're the biggest sinner? You know why he could say that? Because he wasn't comparing himself to other people. He was comparing himself to God. And in the light of the infinite holiness and power and wisdom of God, he just felt like shrinking into his nothingness. And that's what we are compared to God. He remembered how many times he had offended God greatly. So this is what we must all do. Not focus on comparing ourselves to others, but make the comparison with God, and we will always be humbled. Our Blessed Mother, she who had no sin at all, was perfect as a human being could be. And yet her humility was so great. Why? She too compared herself to the infinite holiness of God, the infinite goodness of God. She recognized that any good in her came from God. The Pharisee was acting like his goodness came from himself. No, humility says, I am nothing without God. And not only that, I've offended him. Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Humility, as I said, is the foundation of the spiritual life. If the foundation is crumbling, the building's not going to survive. We're told many times in Scripture how God hates pride. Why? Because pride is where the creature fails to acknowledge the relationship that he or she has with God. God resists the proud. I believe that's in the epistle of St. Peter, or one of the epistles of St. Peter, the epistle of St. James. God resists the proud and gives his grace to the humble. God pushes us away when we're acting pridefully. Remember, it's always going to be the first of the seven capital sins. We could even say that pride is involved in every sin in some way. So we have to work very hard on humility. Acknowledge who we are in relation to God. That will always keep us humble. I believe it was St. Teresa of Avila who said that when she humbled herself the most, that was when she received the most grace from God. There's a beautiful hymn in honor of Our Lady. I can't remember the name of it. I know the sisters sing it. It's about the virtues of Our Lady, just glorifying Our Lady. And in there, it makes special mention of her humility, that of all of her virtues, it was her humility that helped draw down God from heaven into her womb. She was perfectly humble. Remember when Elizabeth praised her? How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. What did Our Lady do? She turned it right around to, my soul doth magnify the Lord. You see her humility? What an example to us. And then the example, the greatest example of all, that of Christ himself. As St. Paul says in Philippians, he humbled himself, becoming obedient unto the death of the cross. That is always the sign of humility, obedience. Submitting to God. We have to obey and submit to God in our daily lives, submit to the churches which uses his authority. So in the teachings and laws of the church, we practice submission. Doesn't come easy to our nature, because we would like to do things our way or just accept things if it makes sense to us, but that's pride. So Christ humbled himself, obedient to the Father, even unto death. Our Lady said to the angel, behold the handmaid of the Lord. When I see all the problems of our country, the dire problems that we're going through, There's so much pride. We're going to do it our way. We're going to do what we want. And the humble repentance isn't there so often as it needs to be. That's the hope of for our country, for humility to submit to God, to repent. Repentance is always humility. That was what the publican was doing. Have mercy on me, O God, a sinner. When I see the problems with the modernism of Vatican II, you read the modernist authors. Not that you should be, but you know, we often enough we know what we hear what they write, and there's such pride in their writings. They refuse to acknowledge the past works produced by the fathers of the church, the doctors of the church. I'm going to find a new way. Again, humility is the solution. Humility brings us back to God. Humility makes us pleasing to God. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. What a great prayer for all of us to pray throughout our lives to help us imitate that humility of Christ. So let us not be Pharisees who compare themselves to others. Let us be publicans, like the publican, I should say. And let us keep saying, O God, have mercy on me, a sinner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.